Hey everyone, today's podcast is based around a simple question. What desires do you have as a language learner that are not currently being met? I'm going to share some thoughts I have on the topic, and I'm going to elaborate a little bit further on that question. So if you don't know who I am, this is your first time listening to a podcast. My name is Azarin. I run a business called the Calgary Language Nerds. My team and I, we teach lots of languages. If you'd like to work with myself or anyone on my team, please visit my website and you'll see all information about classes we offer on the site. So as I said, I'd like to talk today about what desires you have as a language learner that are not currently being met. You know, for me, I'll share a couple of ideas that I've had. Maybe you can relate to these, maybe not. But for me, as a language learner, one service that I would probably find very helpful is a service where a tutor is able to do classes with me while I commute. So for example, if I'm driving to work, or if I'm driving back from work, if I'm driving to my grandma's house or driving, anywhere where I'm driving, it would be really helpful for me to have either an on-demand tutor or even someone I can schedule with on a regular basis where I can talk to them while I commute. Even as a beginner, I would appreciate that. Even if I didn't know anything, it would be great if I can throw someone on the Bluetooth of my car and they start to teach me live while I'm driving. Like they can say as I'm driving, hey, Azarin, do you know if I'm a beginner? Like, Azarin, let's go through some greetings in Korean. And they can say it, I can repeat it back, and that would be helpful. I understand there's no visuals, there's no PowerPoints. Yes, it might not be the ideal learning environment, but I would like to take advantage of that commute, and I am someone who enjoys learning with a tutor. Another similar service that I've thought about that I personally couldn't benefit from, but I could see myself in another life enjoying this type of product, would be learning, or rather having a tutor who teaches me a language while I commute on the bus or train. So if I always caught the same bus every morning, or I caught the same train every morning, I would love it if I had a tutor who literally met me at the bus stop or met me at the train station, commuted with me for half an hour, however long my commute is, and taught me during the commute. I used to commute all the time when I was when I was a student or didn't have a vehicle, for example. I would commute all the time on the bus and train. And that would be wonderful to have someone who just meets me there and teaches me. I would genuinely enjoy that. That is, if I were someone who commuted on the bus or train, that would be an unmet desire that I have. Another unmet desire that I've heard pretty frequently from language learners is on Duolingo, that they don't have in the app anyway. People tell me all the time that they wish Duolingo had more in-depth grammar explanations. That seems to be an unmet desire. In fact, here's a quick story, I teach someone right now Spanish, and she's told me multiple times, oh my God, I see things in Duolingo and all the time I have questions about why this sentence is written this way, or why Duolingo used this word and not that word. And she basically isn't able to get those questions answered, except for example, in class. So that's another unmet desire that I've seen from language learners. Sometimes if people are disappointed, if they're taking lessons and they're disappointed with the class itself, they have unmet desires in the class. The teacher isn't giving clear grammar instruction, or the teacher is not doing enough conversation, or whatever it is. There might be unmet desires in the class. Another common in the polyglot space specifically, not so much in the typical language learner space, because obviously the typical language learner is not a language learning enthusiast, for instance, but a typical thing I've seen in the language learning enthusiast space or the polyglot space is just a lack of being able to find, or rather a difficulty to find comprehensible input at your level. So if you're a beginner in Spanish or French, or whatever it is, doesn't matter what language, but people, I do often notice they have a hard time finding material that's interesting and understandable. People look for it, but they can't always find the perfect, ideal content for them. I made a video about 2 weeks ago, if I remember correctly. And I talked about where I will, it might have been a podcast actually. Anyway, I talked about where I tend to find beginner comprehensible input material, because I've never had a problem finding beginner comprehensible input material. And the reason I've never had a problem is because I generally will use the audios that come with textbooks. So if there's a Mandarin textbook, a Spanish textbook, French, whatever it is, I will usually use the audios that come with those textbooks as my listening and reading. Well, my listening material is the audio. The reading material is the textbook itself. But I understand, I've heard from a lot of language learners, they don't like that because it's very formal speech. It's not very natural. It's boring. And so for a lot of people, that becomes an unmet desire. All language learners probably have some, or many anyway, have some unmet desires based on the products and services they're using to learn another language. And so I'm curious. I genuinely would like to know. If you can send me a message on Instagram, is probably the best place. It's the place where I can reply to. Actually, Instagram and email are the two best places to reach me. And let me know what unmet desires you have as a language learner. You can access, you can email me or contact me on Instagram simply by going to azrenthelanguagenerd.com/contact. That's AZREN thelanguagenerd.com/contact. You can find my email there, my Instagram, as well as all my other social media platforms. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I appreciate your attention, and we will talk very soon. Bye-bye.